With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I think we're going to be seeing one of the best seasons from a baseball player in I don't know how long.
He's already looked so good at the Classic.
What are some numbers we're thinking for Ohtani? Alrighty, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Dugout. We're here with episode 21. It's been a minute. I'm back here with Ben. My name is Drew. How we feeling, Ben? It's been a minute.
Feeling good. The USA's
yes,
rolling.
Sir. Yeah, we're going to get into that for sure. It's going to be a little different today. We're just kind of going to talk about some random stuff. I made a tweet on Twitter asking what we should talk about, and a few of you guys responded. And pull that up real quick. And yeah, so spring training, it's wrapping up soon. Baseball in like 10 days. It's pretty sick, so we're hyped for that. The first question here is from my man Jerry. He's asking, what team do we think was the biggest disappointment in the offseason for pickups and whatnot? Ben, you go ahead first with this one.
I was fairly disappointed as a Boston fan this offseason.
Yeah.
So that's definitely up there. I think the Mariners kind of... They kind of sat. I really thought the Mariners were gonna make a splash, and they didn't. I don't think they added anybody notable besides Teoscar Hernandez. Another team is the Orioles. I think the Orioles definitely could have added a starting pitcher, and that really would have put them in a great spot. There's a couple teams that definitely sat around, and the Giants again, like. The Giants tried and failed.
Multiple times.
That's slightly different than, you know, sitting around and doing nothing. So I think the Giants, the Orioles, and the Mariners are my losers. I think they had a good opportunity to build a good team in the divisions they're in, especially the Giants. I think, obviously, you know, everything runs through LA in the West, but. If you're talking wild card, I think it's definitely a more open position in the NL. And I don't think they put themselves in a great position. I think they lost more than they gained. I'm definitely rolling with those three. Very disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah. The team you just mentioned, that's the one that stuck out the most to me was the Orioles. Like you just said, I was guessing they would go after like Carlos Rodon or somebody maybe.
Yeah.
Even maybe the bigger star, like Carlos Correa was out there for the longest time. They just have all that young talent and really haven't built anything around it quite yet. First full year from Gunnar Henderson, so, I mean, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, we'll probably see Grayson this year, too. Colton Cowser is another name we could see this year.
Yeah.
He's played pretty well this spring. I think they're kind of just sticking to their guns of the futures kind of now, and I think they're gonna just kind of build around that and not do anything until those prospects come up and see where the real holes are. I think is that's when they're gonna start spending, because center field's locked down for them, middle infield's locked down for them, pitching is really the issue here.
Yeah,
their starting rotation is not very good. And I think they definitely had room to add, but, you know, they have DL Hall, they have Grayson Rodriguez. I think they're expecting them to live up to their potential. So I think that's probably where not signing someone like Rodon to a big long deal probably came into play.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, if you're big into prospects, the Orioles have a ton. I mean, we just mentioned a ton of them. So, I mean, very exciting for the future of the Orioles. So, and yeah, the Giants, I mean, failed miserably, went after Judge, went after Correa, and ended up with Conforto. So, I mean, who else did they get? Anyone else, like anybody? And don't care what the name was. I don't even remember.
Let's see.
Mitch Haniger, right? But that was
Sergio Romo.
Yeah.
Signed to a minor league contract.
Yeah, because he's retiring, right? Or he's retiring or something.
It's something like that. I don't know. They got Ross Stripling, which is, I mean, it's...
That's solid,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they got Manaea, too.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's fine, but...
Yeah. It's whatever.
It's nothing great.
We'll rotate to the second part of your question here, Jerry. Who do we think's going to be taking MVPs this year? It's kind of exciting to talk about. Anyone in mind right off the bat, Ben?
Right off the bat, NL.
Yeah, Trey Turner. You go on. All right, yeah.
Trey Turner in the NL. I mean, just based off what he has been doing in the World Baseball Classic already this year, and then even just based off of, you know, the numbers he's put up the past few years, he's always hit. I mean, so... Last year, he hit 298 with 21 homers, 100 RBIs. The year before that, 338 with the Dodgers, 322 with the Nats, 335 the year before that. You know, he's got power numbers. He had 28 homers last year. It's just a guy that does everything. He's such an electric player. He's really caught steam the past couple of years, too, especially getting out of Washington. I think people... have really started to realize how good of a player he is. I mean, he's easily a 30-30 threat. You know, he's going to steal. I mean, how many bags did he have last year? He had 27 last year, 32 the year before, 35 in 19, 43 in 2018. You know, 40-40 certainly isn't out of the question because, you know, we know he'll steal 40 bags. It's more of the power numbers. And I think he's really shown the power a lot more the past couple of years. It's certainly not out of the question. I think Acuna is another guy in that 40-40 conversation that I could also see winning MVP this year.
Yeah.
I don't think Tatis is going to be back. I mean, he's not going to be back long enough to be able to put an MVP case together. And then in the AL.
I'll go with the AL. Let me go with the AL real quick.
Don't say it. Don't.
I think the only answer here, to be honest, is going to be Ohtani. All right.
Okay.
You know, he's a free agent after this year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean,
pretty sure. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I think we're going to be seeing one of the best seasons from a baseball player in I don't know how long.
I mean, he's already looked so good at the Classic.
Exactly. Right. Now, like, I mean, for instance, I picked Aaron Judge, not just because I'm a Yankees fan, but for fantasy baseball last year. It was his contract year. He's going to be a free agent, and he hit 62 home runs. So, I mean...
Yeah, that's fair.
Ohtani, we know what Ohtani does or what he is right now, but, I mean, I think we're going to be seeing one of the best seasons from a player. I mean, from a hitting standpoint and pitching.
And a pitching. He can, like, you're going to get a contract pitching year and a contract hitting year.
So, I mean, what are some numbers we're thinking for Ohtani? Like, over 500 mil? I mean, is that valid?
I think what's going to happen is you have such a unicorn player.
Yeah.
And it's very unprecedented in baseball. And to me, it feels a lot like Lamar Jackson in football. Very unprecedented, very, out of the blue in some ways. Cause I don't think people really thought that this whole Ohtani both way thing was going to work. I think people thought after a year or two, he would move into a role where he does one of the other. But then come around contract time, people have their concerns with the longevity of it. People have concerns of what they're really paying for. And we're seeing it with Lamar now. Obviously, it's much different to compare football and baseball. But I think in terms of how unique both of those players are and how much of a threat they are in different ways than a typical player is at their positions, in their respective leagues, I think what's going to happen with Ohtani is that I think teams will be hesitant to throw the larger numbers. I think he's going to get paid. Right. He's going to get paid handsomely. He's going to get a good deal because I think teams are going to say, hey, like, you know, we're going to sign him. We know we're probably going to get 3 or 4 years of pitching out of him, and then he's going to transition to a DH role, which is slightly different than Lamar because, you know, you don't have that luxury. But
correct.
I think that the value he'll demand, not himself personally, but the value that his market will demand, you know, from his agents and whatnot, like, is going to be from what we've seen the past 3 or 4 years, but that doesn't necessarily project into the later years. Because again, like it's so hard. You can't look at somebody and say someone else has lasted this long. So it's hard. I don't know. I think I can see him getting like a, I'm not sure.
All I'm saying is if the Padres were willing to throw like 400 mil at Judge at the last second, I mean, it's a completely different player, but I mean, I don't know. I think it's just going to be a number blown out of the water. I think it's going to come down to that eventually. Yeah.
I think it's going to be more AAV driven.
Yeah.
Rather than total years, just based off of
100%
the unprecedented nature of his position. Because it's both. It's hard to say. It's very hard to say.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, I think this is going to be one of the craziest seasons that we're going to see from a player. I mean, we'll have to wait, but anyone else in the AL that came to your mind? I mean, that's really my only answer. That's all I can see.
Mike Trout.
Yeah, I mean, Trout. I don't know.
I think Trout and Ohtani are the two for me. I don't see Judge nearly having a year he had. Devers maybe, but probably not. I just don't see him doing anything out of the ordinary this year, especially with that lineup. So I think that's going to get swept under the rug
for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not no one else really in the AL. I think the NL has a lot more, like MVP caliber front runners, but like the AL as a whole team wise, I think is a lot better. Maybe we'll see a pitcher come out of the AL for the MVP. Who knows?
That'd be sick. Yeah.
Alcantara. Yeah, we'll just have to throw Alcantara's name in NL MVP, please. He has another year like he had last year. Like he fully deserves to be in the. He should have been in the MVP conversation this year. That guy.
Yeah. Wow. Still insane that he was not at the first spot for the top 10 pitchers. But
I don't get that.
Moving on, we'll get to the next question here. It's from E-Tech, and he's asking wants us to talk about the marshmallow bags. So the new I don't know. Have you really seen anything that stuck out to you while watching these spring training games so far?
No, like I haven't heard any players like complain, like catchers complain about, you know, it being easier to steal. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's 3 inches. I couldn't care less about it. I think it adds more incentive for players to steal. And I think we've slightly seen that. I don't think it's anything crazy, but
right.
I don't know. They did it for one, safety, and then two, the incentive to try and steal. And I don't think it's a drastic change, and I don't think anyone's really had an issue with it. I think the pitch clock is definitely the more glaring issue as of right now. I'm all for bigger bases. I have nothing against the bigger bases. I don't think anyone in the league has anything against it at this moment. So,
yeah. I don't know. When it was first announced, I thought that like stolen base numbers are going to be through the roof. But I mean, nah, not really. I mean,
no.
Maybe we'll see like a tiny difference. But yeah, I really don't have an opinion for it. I mean, I'm not against it. It's whatever. But
when we look back in 20 years and like if let's say Trey Turner steals like 67 bags, like no one's going to be like, oh, well, it's because he had bigger bases. Like it's
right.
It's not going to happen.
It's not even like it's a pretty big change, but it's not like it's barely that noticeable.
No.
I feel like
no.
This question coming in from the podcast producer himself, Quincy, he's asking what are some teams that we should look out for the next 2023 season?
Teams to look out for.
I'm just going to go right off the bat with the Phillies. Just coming back from the World Series. I mean, Bryce Harper was out for a good amount of time, correct? I mean,
yes.
So, I mean, you were missing Bryce for majority or however long the season when he was missing. And then Now you add Trey Turner to the mix, and after like what he's doing this World Baseball Classic, I mean, I think it's safe to say that we may just see this team in the World Series again, regardless of like what the Mets did. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. It's a team that sticks out to you.
Sticks out to me off the bat. Team to watch. A team we've talked about before, and I think kind of been brushed under the rug. I think interesting team to watch are the Twins. I think that would be a good story to follow, how they perform in the Central. Because, I mean, they have some good pieces. They have a good lineup. Their rotation is not bad. They have they have Pablo Lopez and Johan Duran in the bullpen now. I think that's a really good team. I think that's easily my Central winner. I think it relies on the health of Buxton and then, you know, even Correa as well. But they got some good prospects. They're going to get, Royce Freeman back for the, or not Royce Freeman, Royce Lewis back. Nick Gordon's played very well. He's one of their higher prospects. Miranda's been incredible for them too. I think that's a interesting team to watch out of the Central. And I think the Rangers too. I think the Rangers made some big additions. I think if you get Seager and Semien back to their back closer to their level of contract year performances, then they'll also definitely be a good team out of the West to watch for a wild card spot. Even they could possibly no one's beating the Astros, but
yeah, I mean Semien had like the most consistent year. That year with the Blue Jays and then kind of slowed down with the Rangers. But I mean, I feel like with the Rangers, it's kind of like a flop or they're going to be crazy. So, I mean, we'll have to see with, DeGrom always injured. I mean
that's like thing. You said, DeGrom's the X factor there. If DeGrom stays healthy for 90% of the year, that team will be good. Yeah,
100%.
But, and, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins are going to be a really fun team to watch, I feel like you just said. I mean, your two biggest stars on that team, I mean, kind of get injured quite a bit. So, I mean, like you said. So, I mean, just have to wait and see. We'll have to wait. But, I'm really excited to see what the Twins do. Last question here. My man Rizzo wants us to talk about the World Baseball Classic. And
yes,
I don't really know where we can start here. I mean, where's a good starting point here?
It's been a really good classic. I think people have realized like how fun the game can be. Obviously there's been a lot of controversy and backlash right now, especially with the couple injuries there have been. With Edwin Diaz and then Altuve the other night. But every player playing in it has come to its defense and saying like it happens in baseball. It could happen anywhere, and I think the funnier thing was Nimmo speaking about it the other day, and then he got injured in the 100%. Spring training game the next day. So, like I said, it can happen in spring training, can happen in a World Baseball Classic. If I was a player, I would rather have it happen in a game that matters, and not a spring training exhibition. So, I think it's great for the game, as we've seen. Every game has been sold out in Miami. Those games are so electric to watch. It's been fun to watch. I missed it a lot. 2017, I really got into it in 2017, and it was awesome to see. And then finally having it back, I think this should be like an every 2 year thing, not an every 4 year thing.
That would be valid.
And then this year, 2017 was fun to watch, even without the U.S. having a great team. And then this year they have, this team is unbeatable.
Yeah, it's scary. I don't know if you saw, but the Barstool dude freaking out KFC on Twitter about it.
Yeah, dude, KFC's a
clown. Yeah, we won't get into that too much, but I'll give my standpoint on all that. Like basically what you just said, Ben, spring training's going on right now. If you're going to be playing baseball either way, and like you just said, if you're going to get injured, it might as well just be in a game that actually matters. The thing that I think's really cool is like Trout in the dugout just freaking out, like pumped up, and he's actually like playing for something that kind of matters now.
Yeah, which is just makes me want to see Trout in the playoffs even more.
Yeah, Yeah. And then there was like a post game interview or something, but Mookie was like just encouraging, like, if you're watching right now, you just gotta come play. Like, they're saying it's the funnest baseball that they've ever played. So I mean, that doesn't say right there, then everyone should be playing it. I don't know.
I did say this about Trout the other night. Like, he said it himself. Like, this is the most fun he's had playing baseball, and like how well he's been playing. Like, he's tearing it up. Like, his worst night was last night, and he still had an RBI double. I think that if you put Mike Trout on a contending team, he gets to play an environment like that. Mm-hmm. In the playoffs in September, like, how good he would be.
Yeah, I mean, Harper was trying to recruit him to. Yeah, Harper was trying to recruit him.
But that's the thing. Like, if Mike Trout, like, imagine Mike Trout goes back home to Philly, plays for his hometown team, who has a stacked roster, who's going to be playing in October. Bro. Like, imagine how good he'd be.
Yeah,
he'd be. Oh man, I hope what happens is Ohtani leaves the Angels, and I think this is an awakening for Trout that, like, he wants to play for a contender. So I'm hoping what happens is he leaves the Angels, and then after Ohtani leaves, and we get to see Mike Trout in the playoffs to end his career.
Yeah, I uploaded this video about Ohtani, like, why he chose to come play with the Angels. And there's a bunch of people in the comments thought it was interesting that Lars Nootbaar is like trying to recruit Ohtani to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that. I mean, that would be cool. Pretty sick, but like you said it before, he wants to play on a coast. So, I mean, we'll have to.
I mean, Lars Nootbaar has been a pretty cool story too this past couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. All these like speeches.
He
has
won
he's
over
given,
the
like,
heart of yeah. Japan, yeah. Which was so cool to see. I hope we see a Japan USA final. Like Ohtani versus the USA. Yeah. And he got cleared. So if they win tonight, if they win tonight, he got cleared to start that game, the final.
Yeah, I feel like that's definitely something we need. That would just.
The baseball world would explode.
Yeah.
With Ohtani versus Trout.
If that happened, I mean, how many views do you think, like, I feel like it would just take over. Like out of any sport, like
did you see that tweet?
I think I did, but I can't find it. That's what I was trying to talk about, but
yeah, it was like the most viewed baseball clips the past. I don't remember how many years it was, but like there was two clips in the World Baseball Classic. It was the Trey Turner Grand Slam, and I think it was something with it was the Ohtani BP before the game. BP, not like anything in a game, like BP, and like both of those clips like. Doubled and tripled the amount of views. The next closest like MLB clip from like had it was like the most viewed MLB clip was like 7 million, and then everything else was like the Turner clip was like 10 million in like 9 hours.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. Did you see like the Sandlot remake of that clip?
Yeah
that was just sick. Another cool clip just thought of that I saw, Ken Griffey Jr. taking BP and the whole US team just watch him. He had the backwards cap on, everything. That was sick.
And then Ohtani and Trout or Griffey and Trout were talking hitting together. That was a cool picture.
Yeah.
It's just so good for the game. Especially for a lot of these players that like don't get to play for anything big like this. Like it's really cool.
People that like don't Cedric even like watch
Mullins,
the
even
regular.
Cedric Mullins has been going off too. Like, it's just such a great place for like these like star players, but for like lesser known teams, like be able to perform on a big stage once in their career, and it's incredible to see.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I know people that like don't even watch baseball like regular season. They're really like paying attention to the World Baseball Classic, saying it's fun to watch, which is good to hear, because I mean, baseball is not the most exciting sport to watch, really. If you're sitting down and watching a whole game, I mean,
but these games have been incredible. Cool.
Yeah, it's just great for the game. So, World Baseball Classic, there you have it. And I think we can just end on, Ben, just talking about some spring training stuff. I mean, we haven't really got to talk about a lot. We missed some time. So, I mean, I want to know more about Marcelo Merida. Has he, like, played at all?
He played the other day. He had a pretty long flyout.
Okay. I don't know if you can find his stats or anything, but
he's I don't think he's played too much. I honestly haven't been paying much attention to spring training since the Classic has been on.
Yeah, true.
I don't even know.
Well, this whole spring training I've just been focused on Anthony Volpe. Pretty much watching every game. You even sent me a text that he might just be good, coming from a Red Sox fan, which is awesome. What made you even send that text, Ben?
He got option.
What made you send that? No, I don't think so. Not yet. Not yet.
Dominguez got options, but obviously.
Dominguez did. That's mainly because I don't think he's seen too many AAA at bats. I think that's really the only reasoning.
He hasn't. See, that's been my whole thing with Dominguez. Like, he's been like good, like where he's been. Kinda, or no? My biggest thing with Dominguez was like a year ago. Like everyone was freaking out about him. Like, dude, he's playing in rookie ball.
Yeah, he was very overhyped a year ago.
And then he went to single A and like didn't do well. I was like, I'm sure he's gonna figure it out. But like, people were calling him the next Trout off what he did in rookie ball. I was like, stop.
Yeah, you see a lot of like Yankees fans saying that he should just be starting left field. I don't
prospects.
Nah, but. It's definitely not a good idea to just throw him out there if he hasn't seen too many AAA at-bats. But
Volpe,
on the other hand, this dude, let me just say the potential, like, opening day lineup. If Volpe stays, if he's the opening day shortstop, if you have Volpe lead off, okay, Judge right behind him, then you go to Rizzo, Stanton, a healthy LeMahieu, Torres or Peraza, maybe? I mean, I can't really see both of these guys on the team. I'm thinking, like, one of them gets traded before the season even starts.
It would be Glaber if anyone got traded.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Josh Donaldson has been doing sick, though.
Has he? I haven't even
seen him. He's like 128.
Yeah, it makes sense. Oswaldo Cabrera, give me him in left field. That should be the only option for the left fielder, in my eyes. Bader's injured, but I don't. Nah, I mean, Boone said he was going to have Stanton play a majority of time in the outfield, actually, to keep
him
healthy,
because
to be honest.
Because Stanton played more outfield last year and didn't get hurt like he usually does, so.
Yeah, so that would be good to see, I mean, but
they should just teach
him
how to play first base. I don't know why no one has thought about that yet.
That would be smart, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Oswaldo Cabrera, though, I'm just way too excited to see what he does this season, because dude's played every position, I think, this spring except catcher and pitcher, obviously, but just ridiculous.
What's up with Rortvert?
Yeah, that dude's been injured since he came over from the Josh Donaldson trade. I'm pretty sure he came over with IKF, the worst Yankees trade.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just been like injured.
Too bad you don't have Gio Urshela.
Dude, I love Gio Urshela.
Gio
He's
had
on
a
the
good,
Angels now.
Gio had a good Classic.
Yeah. He was with Columbia, right? Pretty sure. But
what's that?
Yeah, Bader's injured. I think he was with Columbia, right? World Baseball Classic, Gio Urshela.
What?
He was on like Team Columbia.
Yeah, Columbia.
And we also have Bader injured as well, but I mean, I think he's top three center fielder in the game, to be honest, defensively. So he comes back, and then you have Trevino batting ninth in the catcher's position. I mean, solid year last year, won a platinum glove. So I mean,
and Higgy.
Yeah, Higgy playing the World Baseball Classic. Haven't seen much of him though. I don't even know if he's like.
No,
actually,
he played last night.
Did he?
Like barely, when it was like 14-2, they put him in.
But yeah, this lineup would just be so deep just by keeping Volpe. Like, I don't know. I mean, this was 4 days ago. He's batting .333. Two home runs, three RBIs, four stolen bases. And he's had some pretty nice plays. So, I mean, I think the kid's ready.
He's had a good spring.
Kid's ready. I mean, just play him. I mean,
he might be.
There's a quote from Judge saying basically that, you know, if shouldn't matter what your age is. I mean, if you're good enough, then come up and help the Yankees win. So, yep. I mean, yeah, that's my, the biggest thing that I've been focused on spring training, watching Anthony Volpe. Peraz has been kind of quiet though. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I haven't heard
that
much from him.
And yeah, obviously there's been a few injuries. Nimmo injured. I mean, is there even a timetable like for his return? I didn't even see any of that. Is he going to be ready?
I didn't even see what it ended up being.
I think he's going to be ready by opening day, he said. I think. But yeah.
And then they lost Diaz for the year, so.
That hurts. You see, like,
it's tough, man. It's tough.
Nah, Steve Cohen cares about his players. Though. You know, you saw him. He has like a personal chef, like nutrition.
Yeah,
you got him all this
yep.
stuff. So I mean,
I did see that.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Let's see, and then we have MLB The Show 23. It's coming out. When's that coming out, Ben? Today's the 20th.
So early access starts the 24th, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, my PS,
And then it comes out like 27th, I think.
Yeah, I'm hyped. Yeah. I'm really hyped.
I'm about to drop a heinous amount of money. I haven't even pre-ordered it yet, so I got to pre-order that real quick.
I got my PS5 on the way. I think that comes Wednesday in 2 days. So, I mean, I'm going to get the game. And yeah, that's something we're going to be doing on this podcast. So we're actually going to be playing MLB The Show while doing the podcast for you guys. I don't know. We're going to have to do some cool stuff. We'll do some co-op. I mean, probably do like a home run derby or something.
I don't know if you saw the World Baseball Classic cards they're dropping on release.
Yeah, Mookie. Isn't there like a Mookie on release?
They got 97 Mookie. They got that dude from Japan.
Is there a Trey Turner?
Oh, my. I'm excited. I'm excited. Not. They haven't showed it yet, but I guarantee you there will be on release night. There'll be a 99 Trey Turner. And Trey Turner cards are infamously good in the show.
Who's who did we see some OGs are getting added? So we got Mark McGwire that was previous. Is that confirmed? Mark McGwire, Sammy
Sosa.
So
I'll read you the list of legends that got leaked last night.
Let's hear it.
So someone leaked the legends in the game. So we got Sammy Sosa, McGwire, David Ortiz, who's already in the game, Frank Thomas already in, Chipper and Vlad were already in, Larry Walker already in. Ryan Braun, Curtis Granderson, Ivan Rodriguez, Raul Ibanez, which is a new one.
Yeah.
Carlos Pena.
That's going to be a nice one. Carlos Pena's in there.
Kyle Seager, Ian Kinsler, Tony Clark, Mike Lowell, Barry Larkin is already in it. We have Alex Gordon, which is a cool one. Ryan Ludwig. There's a couple new ones that look pretty interesting. I think Alex Gordon is an interesting one.
Did you say Mark McGwire? Are they on that list? Sammy Sosa?
There's McGwire and Sosa. Yeah,
We just need, you know who we need, Ben? You know who they need to add?
Barry Bonds.
Yes, sir. Just imagine that.
So a couple of years ago, they had it was Barry Bonds, but they couldn't use Barry Bonds' name. So they, the name on the card was Pepe Alizar.
Really?
It was a big lefty number 25 on the Giants with like 125 everything. Yeah, the card is nasty.
What year was that?
Let's see what year Pepe Alizar came out. Pepe Alizar. MLB The Show 17.
That was the Judge one, right? Wasn't Judge on, or no, it was Judge on 18. Yeah, Judge was on 18.
Judge was 18. Yeah. 17 was, I don't even know who 17 was. 17 might have been Griffey that year.
It was. Pretty sure. I'm going to look that up, actually. Kind of curious.
Yeah. It was Griffey, and then they also had, who is this?
Was Griffey like the deluxe edition cover or something? No.
They also had Aaron Sanchez on the Canadian edition.
Canadian edition?
Which is hilarious.
I didn't even know that was a thing. This one,
Aaron Sanchez. That's mad funny. They have one here with Anthony Rizzo too. I don't know why.
Are these like concepts? They're probably concept covers.
No, this one's real.
Really?
Yeah, because they won the World Series. That's probably why they had a different version or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
pretty excited.
Yeah, very. I haven't played the last one. I played. Ohtani was on the last one, right? Yeah, I played a little bit of that. I had it on Game Pass, and then stopped playing it. And I played a lot of the Tatis one. Wasn't that the year before? Is that 20? Yeah. Played that one a good amount. So 21. Yeah, this one I'm really hyped. So be sure to comment.
I logged quite a few hours on that game. I think it was like 70 total days or something.
Be sure to comment some things that you want to see me and Ben play while we're doing the pods. I mean, what some like fun things we can even do on there. Like we probably do a home run derby or something.
Yeah, but that's boring. I want to play actual people.
Yo. What are some things that we like can do on there? Like we could probably do like a home run derby.
Yeah, we can do that. I mean, I'd rather play actual people because I'm gross at the game.
Isn't there co-op ranked though?
Yeah, there is co-op.
Yeah, we probably
ranked.
Shouldn't touch that though. Probably not.
I mean, I could carry.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll have to see. That'd be pretty exciting. Bring the ranked gameplay here on the pod. So.
I mean, I went like. I was 55 and 56.
I'm gonna definitely be rusty.
I'm gonna be quite a while.
Yeah,
I haven't played in a bit. I mean, I haven't played in a couple months. I'm gonna have to definitely.
Use the PCI, right? You don't use the what's the other thing that I see people use? Where you can like the
zone hitting where you just click the button. Yeah, no, I actually use the PCI.
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be exciting to bring on the pod. So that'll be next episode. Should be good to go with that. So
That's true.
Yes, sir. So I think we'll wrap it up right here. First episode back here in a while. So thank you guys for watching. Be sure to subscribe to the Dugout channel as well as Clutch Points. All the description or everything will be in the description, I'm sure. And check us out everywhere. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, everywhere. So thank you guys for watching. Ben, anything else?
I mean, besides the fact that I played 1,125 hours of Diamond Dynasty last year.
Are we going to beat that? Are you going to beat that this year?
I might.
Alrighty.
I don't know. I played a disgusting amount of that game.
Well, you guys will have to stay tuned to see Ben's hour progress on MLB The Show 23. Thank you guys for watching, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace out.